Army and Marine units have moved through Iraqi defensive positions with a minimum of resistance and are poised to move on Baghdad, but that final push likely will be delayed a few days. U.S. commanders want to assess the challenge of a big battle in Baghdad. NPR's Tom Jaltam reports.
U.S. troops have now passed through or around all the major cities south of Baghdad. They have crossed into the so-called Red Zone. U.S. commanders thought the Iraqis might defend with chemical weapons. But ahead lies Baghdad itself. And Major General Stanley McChrystal of the Pentagon Joint Staff says from here on, U.S. forces will proceed cautiously.
We are expecting, or at least planning for, a very difficult fight ahead. We are not expecting to drive into Baghdad suddenly and seize it in a coup de main or anything like that.
A senior military official says the U.S. forces now outside Baghdad are likely to hold their positions for at least a couple of days to prepare for their next move and assess the strength of Iraqi defenses in and around Baghdad. The first U.S. forces going into Baghdad may be small units sent to probe the enemy defenses and gather intelligence. Even when commanders are ready to launch an assault on the city, analysts say it's unlikely to be an all-out invasion. Anthony Cordesman of the Center for Strategic and International Studies foresees what might be called an inside-out strategy, whereby U.S. commanders identify key locations in Baghdad where U.S. troops might be brought in by helicopter. One such site, Cordesman says, could be a presidential compound that has been hit by U.S. airstrikes and left abandoned.
Many of the government's compounds are virtually wide open, containing parks and plenty of space that could be used for helicopter attacks or sudden insertions. Baghdad is a big city, and one way or another, after a few days, you're going to know where the regime's centers of power are, and you're not going to want to attack the entire city.
U.S. pilots could face many times over in Baghdad. Retired Marine Colonel Randy Gangle is an urban warfare expert at the Marine Corps' Center for Emerging Threats and Opportunities. He says U.S. commanders may eventually have to send combat teams to do the fighting in Baghdad. An infantry unit, for example, working under the protection of an Abrams M1 A1 tank.
For all intents and purposes, it's pretty invulnerable out there. Not to say that they can't be defeated, but by and large, if they're working as a tank infantry team, they can remain in the killing zone of small arms and provide suppressive fire while the infantry maneuvers out of the ambush killing zone and maneuvers onto the enemy. Without those tanks providing that suppressive fire, you'll see much higher casualty rates for the infantry.
The image of American battle tanks rolling down the streets of Baghdad is not one that will play well in Arab capitals, and U.S. commanders would undoubtedly like to avoid that option if at all possible. But there are not many alternatives. Anthony Cordesman says the goal of a battle in Baghdad must be to defeat the Iraqi regime rapidly.
Quite frankly, if the regime takes shelter, as it might well do, in the residential areas which are filled with people who are its supporters.
One general officer responsible for monitoring the Iraq campaign says the thought of U.S. forces going into Baghdad leaves him with, quote, a pit in my stomach. But retired Army Colonel Robert Killebrew, a former Army strategist, says he is encouraged by what he has seen of Army and Marine units making their way from Basra to Nasiriya to Najaf and beyond.
This Army now at the gates of Baghdad has now been fighting in cities. We now have experience in street fighting in Iraq. And there are two things about it that are really interesting. One is our casualties are still fairly low. Apparently there's a way to fight in cities without a lot of casualties. And the second thing we've learned is lots of armor is still a good thing for protection.
The best thing, military officials agree, would be for the Iraqi regime to collapse on its own without a big battle in Baghdad. In the coming days, U.S. commanders must consider how long they can afford to wait for a break like that before deciding they have to move ahead. Tom Jelton, NPR News, Washington.